This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Chris Cornett. Many of you know Chris for his website, phpdeveloper.org, but some of you might not know that he also has an open source project called Joined In that a lot of us who do conferences use to gather feedback on the speakers and the sessions and things like that. I know I use it both as a speaker and as a conference organizer and really enjoy it, but it's an open source project. So Chris, today I'd like to talk to you about Joined In for a little bit and ask you a couple questions. First question is, why did you open source Joined In? I mean, it seems like a cool project. You probably could have made a few bucks.
Well, to be honest, the whole idea for it came up because some of us at a conference were talking about it and saying, you know, hey, why couldn't this be a good service out there? I kind of started working on it myself and realized that, you know, as one developer, I can work on it for forever and, you know, it not be, a good solid project. And with the community needed, I wanted to be able to have input from other sources and, you know, more so than just people, you know, looking at the code randomly or something like that. So, you know, I put it out there and, you know, had one people come in. I had the guy that did the layout for it. He took it and he, you know, a bunch of JavaScript for it. And, you know, that was one of their first big contributions after I open sourced it. And then, you know, after that, things have kind of trickled in. It's building up, obviously, more recently since I put it on GitHub. And we get pull requests and contributions. You know, it seems like all the time these days, can't keep up hardly, which I guess is a problem to have.
It's a really good problem to have these days. Okay, next question. What's the biggest challenge you have in building a community of developers or in building the community of developers around Joined In? What was the biggest challenge?
Well, at first it was, you know, kind of encouraging the contributions and everything. But once you get the ball rolling, then the real challenge is coordination. I spend probably more than half of my time working on the project is spent, you know, merging pull requests and code and writing on the mailing lists and, you know, just coordinating with people in general. We've got an item over on Freenode that, you know, there's a bunch of us that are in all day long, just keeping up with the community that way. It's not the easiest thing sometimes. When conference season rolls around, the contributions tend to get more frequent, like right now. And so it tends to be a little harder to keep up, but, you know, with the day job and everything. But it takes a little practice, and I'm still kind of trying to get the hang of it, but it's getting there.
Well, excellent. Now, you said you had an IRC channel on Freenode. What was the channel name?
joind.in.
So okay.
It's got the period in there.
Ah, okay. And then third and final question, what would you say is the biggest success you've had with Joined In to date?
Besides the PHP conferences, I mean, it seems like lots of them. I'm not going to say all of them because I know there's just tons of conferences out there, but a lot of the major ones seem to use it these days, which is great. I mean, I love it being also an attendee to these conferences. It's nice to see people actually using the site, you know, after a talk is finished. I get to, you know, look across the table and see five people using Joined In. You know, it's kind of a little surreal. But besides that, we've actually had a few other conferences. There was one that was the, let's see, the Southern Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
They abbreviated it, but they actually did, he presented the people organizing the conference and said, here's an alternative to the paper forms. Well, they offered that to the attendees. They offered joint ed to the attendees, and they also offered the paper forms. I think the acceptance was maybe, I think he said it was like 10-15% for joined in versus the paper, which, for a first time kind of thing isn't too bad. Mm-hmm. And then they actually took the paper forms and put them on joined in, created users for, I think it was each of the track something, and went in and reproduced all this stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Took it back to their, took it back to the higher ups and said, look, we can put all this on here and we've got it all summarized. We can see based on the speaker how they did, the different sessions and just pull it all in right in one place. And they were pretty happy about it. He wrote back to me and said that if all goes well, they'll pretty much use joined in next year for their for that same conference. So that was very encouraging.
Excellent, and very enlightening, too. Appreciate that. Okay, final question that we ask everybody. What's your local user group and the URL?
The user group is DallasPHP. The URL is phpdallas.org.
Now, you guys have got a conference coming up soon, right?
Yeah, we do. It's coming up in June, actually, June 11th. It's going to be here kind of... I guess central Dallas, North Dallas, wherever. It's Lone Star PHP.
What's the URL for that?
That's actually the URL for it, too.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
LoneStarPHP.com. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure and give you a chance to give it a plug. Well, Chris, I do appreciate everything you have. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, and I appreciate everything that you do for the PHP community.
Well, I'm happy to do it all, and I'm glad that some of this stuff has been useful for people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.